Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So you want a fixer-upper, you say? A lot of people, with the advent of HGTV and all of the fixing-up type shows that exist, think this should be great. Look, they got it done in 30 minutes. In reality, it's weeks and weeks or possibly years. In some cases, taking on a fixer-upper, it's not the easiest thing in the world. Trust me, been there, done that. But it can be very fulfilling. It can be very fun. Very exciting to see your work if you're up to it and you have the skills to do such things. But what about a fixer-upper that's, you know, beyond just, you know, repair a little bit here, repair a little bit there, more so this place is really old, super storied, lots and lots of people have been through here, and maybe this is a little more than anyone can take on unless you are owning a construction company of some sort. That's what we hear about in our next story. A couple and their kids move into an old plantation-style home, thinking, we're going to fix this place up. We're going to make this our home. We're going to put some positivity into this place. Well, turns out, no matter the intention, sometimes history will be the victor, eventually making a family rethink that decision to try and call that place home. Take a listen. Mom, Mom, wake up. Mom. These words were becoming awfully familiar to me at that time in our lives. The year was 2005, and we had moved into an old Southern plantation-style home as house sitters for friends and business partners of ours. Our home in Tarpon Springs, Florida, sold unexpectedly to one of our neighbors who knocked on our door one day and offered to buy it. So when our friends who had just purchased a plantation-style home needed someone to live in and care for the house for a period of time, they thought of us, and we gladly accepted. The house was old, big, with white brick, had two stories, had a balcony that went from one end to the other, and the front and the back of the house. It also had multiple pillars across the front of the house, just like you would picture when thinking about an old Southern plantation-style house, as seen in movies. The house sat on plenty of land with lots of trees, brick patios, a circular driveway, a detached three-car garage, a pump house, and even a maid's quarters. Where probably the unique feature of the house was that it was surrounded by a tall brick wall, which made us feel as if we lived in our own private kingdom. We were told that the previous owners had been the original and only tenants of the home, other than our family. The house had been in probate since the previous owners had passed away, so it was in disrepair, but we were taken with the yard, the trees, the wall, the size and charm of the house, that we were willing to put some work into making it livable for the opportunity to live there. On the day we moved in, we were tired, cranky, and disorganized. So as the family settled into their individual rooms upstairs, I decided to grab a blanket and sleep downstairs on the couch. I'd only been lying awake for a few minutes when I heard a very loud banging on the walls. It scared the living daylights out of me because I immediately assumed it was one of the homeless people who lived in the area around the house. So I scurried upstairs and climbed in bed with my husband. I never slept downstairs again while we lived in that house. We eventually settled into the house and we loved it. It had so much charm and was so spacious. Our three children were all in school and my husband was a workaholic, so I was home alone much of the time. I immediately started to hear and see strange things, but I dismissed everything as just my imagination. I'd spend my mornings downstairs cleaning, doing laundry, cooking, while upstairs I listened to constant footsteps, even though I knew that no one was home except me. Certain areas of the house had a different feel than other areas, but again, it was easier to just ignore anything and everything that felt or seemed odd. One day, my husband sat down next to me, looked at me very seriously, and said, "Do you see or hear anything unusual in this house?" I was so relieved that he was the one to start that conversation, since he told me that I was not as crazy as I thought I was. We compared stories and agreed that whoever or whatever was sharing the house with us was harmless. So we agreed to accept the fact that things were unusual, to say the least. We eventually added our three children, Megan, a teenager, Katie, 9 years old, and Trey, who was about 7, when we moved into the house, to the conversations, and we discussed what we had all seen or heard that was not easily explained. We had all seen and heard things that we could not explain, so it eventually became a joke and something that we could all talk about together as a family. For the most part, no one in our family was afraid of the house or the unusual things that we had seen or experienced, except our middle child, Katie. We soon found out that she had it the worst of all of us. Katie would wake me up on a regular basis and tell me that someone was whispering in her ear. She'd also wake me up and tell me that someone was knocking on the French doors of the living room that was located right under her room. I too heard the knocking and had gone downstairs to investigate, but no one was ever there. So I stopped going downstairs and just ignored the knocking. We also learned to ignore the sound of glass breaking, since we never could find any broken glass anywhere in the house. We also ignored the faint sound of music playing when sitting in one corner of the house. Nowhere else could we hear music playing, just that corner of the house. We always thought that the music was coming from the maid's quarters, but when we would go out to the maid's quarters to investigate, it was silent. Late one evening, we were all in our separate bedrooms, but I was still awake, and suddenly my husband, Paul, started to scream in his sleep. I grabbed him and woke him up. He was terrified. He proceeded to tell me that he had been dreaming that someone was in our house that did not belong there, and he was yelling at them to leave. As he was telling me about his dream, we both heard someone walking in the hallway. So we both sat up in bed at the same time and said, "Megan, is that you?" There was no answer. But right at that moment, Paul and I both witnessed a figure walk from the kids' bathroom in the front of our bedroom door and down the stairs. I jumped up and ran to the kids' room to make sure that they were okay, and Paul grabbed a baseball bat and followed the shadow down the stairs. We both assumed that Paul's dream had been a warning that someone was indeed in our house. All three of the kids were in their rooms. Katie and Trey were asleep, and Megan sat up in bed when I opened her door. I asked her if she had seen or heard anything, and she had not. Paul followed the footsteps downstairs but found nothing, and when he checked all the doors, they were locked from the inside. So whatever or whoever we saw did not leave the house. We searched high and low, but found no one. We were rattled to the core, but we eventually went back to bed, still wondering what on earth we had just experienced. Despite the incident with the shadow figure, the whispering in Katie's ear was the most troubling thing that we'd experienced. When she would wake me up saying, "Mom, Mom, wake up, someone is whispering in my ear again," I felt helpless because there was nothing that I could do to help her. So I'd walk her back to her room, tuck her in bed. and pray with her for peace and for God's protection. The rest of us never experienced any whispering, so Katie eventually asked if she could switch rooms with our youngest, Trey, who had the smallest of the bedrooms, and he gladly agreed. Trey never woke me up to tell me that he had heard anything. So whoever had been talking to Katie either only wanted to talk to Katie, or Trey slept harder than Katie and never woke up to hear anything unusual. Katie also stopped waking me up after she traded rooms. To this day, Katie still covers her ears when she sleeps, even though we moved out of that house years ago. We eventually told the owner of the house about the strange events and experiences that we encountered in her newly acquired income property. She was not amused. She'd experienced similar circumstances in another house that she had lived in years earlier, so she did not even think to question the validity of our stories. She asked our opinion on what to do with the house after we moved out, and we all decided that it would be best to tear the house down because it had foundation and settling problems. She wanted to develop the land under the house anyway, so after we moved out, down came the house. As we were packing to move out, my daughter Megan yelled down to me, "Mom, come upstairs! There's water pouring out of my ceiling fan, and it's running on my mattress." All I could think was that we had enough going on with the move to deal with Megan's overreacting to something. So to appease my daughter, I went upstairs just to find out that water was literally pouring out of her fan like a faucet. The bed indeed was ruined. I stood there looking up in disbelief, and all I could think to say was, "Thank God we're moving." We ended up having to throw her soaked mattress over the railing of the balcony onto the driveway below because the mattress was full of water. My husband said that the air handler for the air conditioner was most likely in the attic above her bed and probably had a leak, so that was the unofficial reason for the water coming through the fan. Either way, it was an excellent reminder that it was time for us to move. A few years ago, I was back in Florida and decided to drive to the property to see if the new owners had developed the land or not as they had planned. It was a beautiful day, so I parked my rental car, got out, and walked the property. I could still see signs of our family there, such as the remnants of a tree swing. I walked and thought about all the good and bad times we had on that plot of earth, but suddenly I began to smell something very foul. I then noticed that there were flies swarming near one corner of the outer wall. I walked closer to the smell and was shocked to see something dead and decaying. It looked like an animal, but I was not about to explore any further. I ran back to my rental car, not able to get the smell or sight out of my mind, and drove away. I never went back. We lasted 3 years in that house, and we still have found memories and a lot of questions about the spirits that we lived with for those years. Well, mostly fond memories. Katie would probably disagree.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The National Education Association, NEA's, Read Across America is the nation's largest celebration of reading, helping students of all ages connect with diverse, inclusive books that make them feel seen and expand their worlds. America's educators are committed to inspiring a nation of readers, sharing the joy of reading by creating classrooms and communities where every student can access books that make them feel reflected and respected. But right now, access to diverse, age-appropriate books is under attack like never before. The past 4 years have brought an unprecedented number of book bans, 6,870 in the 2024-25 school year alone. NEA's Read Across America celebrates the joy of reading through curated book lists, recommended authors, and ready-to-use resources that help every parent and child find the stories they connect with. Join NEA's Read Across America and celebrate the magic of books. Learn more at readacrossamerica.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.